There have been very few West Virginian songwriters who have shared a natural ability to articulate a comprehensive range of emotions, perspectives, jubilation, and gratitude in their songs with maximum levels of conviction, while also having a baritone so rich and comforting. This Grammy-winning R&B artist had it all. Welcome to Artist Spotlight on WGLZ 91.5, where we are passionately vocal. I'm Davey, and today's Artist Spotlight will feature the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame artist, Bill Withers.
Dadgummit, who is he and what is he to you?
Bill, a native West Virginian, was born in a small Raleigh County coal mining town of Slab Fork, with a population of 800, on July 4, 1938. He was the youngest of six children, and was the son of Maddie Galloway and William Withers. Bill was born with a stutter, which caused him many issues fitting in at a younger age. When asked about his stuttering in an interview with Midnight UK TV, this is what Withers had to say.
And I was a person who stuttered until I was 28. So for me to be in anything now that requires communication, and I lived a long time being very internal because I didn't want to talk, because people who have other handicaps, people give you sympathy. When you stutter, they laugh right in your face. Mm-hmm. So all of this is very special to me. It's a low anxiety existence for me.
His parents divorced when he was three, which resulted in Withers being raised by his mother's family in nearby Beckley, West Virginia. This experience of living in a small neighborhood had its perks, and he talked about that in an interview with Anna Sell.
I remember we had a phone, and the people across the street had a refrigerator, so they gave us ice and they used our phone. Just the economics made people kind of share and help each other out. And I think wherever you grow up, you know, you can go somewhere else, but you never really leave that place. You know, it goes with you, the good and the bad.
At the age of 13, Bill experienced the loss of his father due to lung cancer, attributed to his years of coal mining. At 17, Bill enlisted in the United States Navy, because at the time, that was Bill's only ticket out of Slab Fork. Bill once said, "When you have a talent, you know it when you're 5 years old. It's just getting around to it." For this R&B soul artist, getting around to it didn't occur until his early 30s, and after serving his time in the Navy as an aircraft mechanic, he headed out to Los Angeles in 1967. This decision changed Withers' life forever. His self-financed demos, on which Watts' 103rd Street Band member Ray Jackson served as an arranger and keyboardist, led Jackson to introduce him to Forrest Hamilton. Hamilton then introduced Withers to Clarence Avant of Sussex Records, who tapped Booker T. Jones to produce Bill's debut album. This resulted in the album Just As I Am, with Grammy-winning songs like Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
And the much-loved Grandma's Hands.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well.
Withers, who was now able to leave his straight gig at an aircraft company, later assembled the remaining members of the Watts 103rd Street Band for U.S. and international tours. We'll be right back with Artist Spotlight on WGLZ 91.5. Welcome back to Artist Spotlight on WGLZ 91.5. We took a look at Bill Withers' life at the break and began the start of his music career. Now that we've returned, let's continue with a look into Withers' music career. Bill's second album, Still Bill, was lauded as a stone soul masterpiece by Rolling Stone magazine, which produced hits such as Lean On Me.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
And Use Me.
They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is you.
After the release of Justments in 1974, Withers severed ties with Sussex to sign with Columbia Records. In an interview with BBC4, Withers had this to say about his new recording deal.
When I had a record company actually collapse out from under me. Well, the IRS came in and took the tapes and sold them. Then when I went to this major, big, mega label, you know, you walk in, you play something, and somebody goes, well, where are the horns? You got to put some horns on it. How long is the intro? First hit record I had was Ain't No Sunshine. No intro, nothing. If nobody throws all their rules at you, you might make a song with no introduction.
In 1975's Making Music, Making Friends showcased more classics like Hello Like Before and Make Love to Your Mind. In 1976's album, Naked and Warm, with the idyllic love songs to his adopted home, Cities of Angels.
City of the Angels, spread your wings for me.
In 1977's Menagerie, with a much-covered Lovely Day.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Which was top 30 R&B single, which continued the run of top charting releases. Due to problems with Columbia and being unable to get songs approved for his album, he decided to focus on projects from 1977 to 1985, including Just the Two of Us.
Just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us,
just the two of us.
With jazz saxophonist Grover Washington Jr., which was released during June of 1980. The song won the Grammy Award for Best R&B Song. Withers next released Soul Shadows with the Crusaders and In the Name of Love with Ralph McDonald, the latter being nominated for a Grammy for vocal performance. At the 56th Annual Grammy Awards in 2014, Bill Withers, the Complete Sussex and Columbia Albums Collection, a 9-disc set featuring Withers' 8 studio albums, as well as his live album, Live at Carnegie Hall, received the Grammy Award for Best Historical Album. In 2005, Withers was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Bill Withers wrote some of the most covered songs of the 1970s and entered the Hot 100 charts. Editors from The Guardian considered that Withers' songs some of the most beloved in America's songbook, citing Ain't No Sunshine is regarded as one of the all-time great breakup tracks, while Lean On Me, an ode to the supportive power of friendship. Withers passed away from heart complications in a Los Angeles hospital on March 30th of 2020 at the age of 81. But the soul artist has left such an impact on R&B artists and continue to lead the way for different artists around the world. In April 2015, Withers was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by Stevie Wonder. He described the honor as an award of attrition and said, "What few songs I wrote during my brief career, there ain't a genre that somebody didn't record them in. I'm not always the brightest, but I was able to write songs that people could identify with. I don't think I've done bad for a guy from Slab Fork, West Virginia."
I'm a man in Harlem. Man, it's a really hot. Well, it's too hot to sleep, I'm too cold to eat, I don't care if I die or not.
This
went
to night
in Harlem.
WGLZ 91.5 featuring Bill Withers. I'm Dave, and thank you for listening.
Well, I mean-